Turn it fucking down.
Hi, Carol?
Yes.
Hi, Carol. This is Winston with the city of...
Yes?
And I was just calling because there was a little bit of a scheduling mix-up. And a crew is going to be coming by on Monday to start work on the installation of the Amazon locker in front of your house.
I guess I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you should have received the letter in the mail like a couple of months ago. You know how like the city signed a deal with Amazon and we're going to be installing Amazon lockers throughout the area?
Yeah, not in our yard.
Oh, it's not really going to be in your yard. It's just kind of like on the front there, like near the curb. But first they have to come by and start excavating for the tunnel system, you know, for the subterranean conveyor belts.
Oh, bullshit.
I was just calling to give you a heads up. Like, I don't know why
Hang up.
Well, I don't understand why you're getting angry. Like, I...
Another
prank call show.
Another. It's another prank call show?
Another
prank call show.
You're listening to Another Prank Call Show, episode 14. Today is Thursday, May 23rd, and I'm your host, Winston Beauregard. Today's show was produced by TF2 Lover, the Swedish models. Wait, is there more than one model? Are they sharing a Patreon account? That's stealing! Bardlord, PrankFan34, and Ryan Jardina. Those are five, or possibly more than five, of the generous supporters over at patreon.com/anotherprankcallshow. I'm working on setting up an alternative to Patreon for the people who want to support the show but hate Patreon. In fact, Ryan Jardina PayPal'd me, which was really cool. Thanks, Mr. Jardina. You're a lot cooler than the rest of my shitty supporters. But I definitely need to get something more official in place, like a proper website for the show with a donate button. I don't know. But anyway, those pledging $5 or more a month have so far received 6 bonus shows, affectionately called Bonersodes. They're all around 20 to 30 minutes long, and I've been releasing about 1 a week. I have to skip a week when I do a regular full show for you freeloader types. But no, thank you all for listening, and extra special thanks to my supporters. Here's a short clip from one of the recent Bonersodes.
My number was unauthorizedly posted on the World Wide Web.
Hey, Brian.
And I've been telling that home organization to take it down.
Hey, Brian, can you tell that kid in the background to keep quiet? Because it's really hard to have a conversation.
Hey!
Hi. There, that's better. Yeah.
All right.
So anyways, let's move on.
That kid is my son.
Okay, well, can you tell him
and
to shut
you are way out of line.
I'm just trying to have a conversation with you, but he's just yammering in the background.
You are way out of line. You're creeping me out. If you ever call me again, I'll call the authorities. Amateur scientist, my ass.
Okay.
I'm reporting you to the Homeowners Association.
For what? I was just trying to do a science experiment. That guy seems like an overprotective parent. Let's hear just one more clip from another recent Bonersode. Oh, where'd you go?
I'm right here.
Were you talking to Don?
Yes, I was.
Oh.
I was just telling him about the astronauts that are going to land in our backyard.
Sometimes the dumbest ideas, like telling people that astronauts are going to land in their backyard, end up being the funniest. One more Patreon-related thing before we get started. In the last full episode, I mentioned the lapel pins were available on the Patreon for $7 supporters. Well, a few days after that, I shipped the first batch and almost had a stroke when the shipping cost was double what I expected. I'm pretty sure the post office is ripping me off. So I raised it to $10 for a pin, but then Mr. Biggs had to stick his nose in my business and point out a way I could cut the shipping cost, which didn't actually work, so fuck that guy. But I did some research, and I think I found a cheaper way to ship. So I dropped the lapel pin tier back to $7, and I'm glad no one fell for the $10 scam. So for $7, you get the cool APCS logo lapel pin, access to the boner sodes, stickers, a bunch of other crap. This intro has gone on way too long. I don't like the way that guy at the beginning hung up on me. Let's call him back.
Hello.
Hi, Ray.
Who is this?
This is Winston with the city. I was speaking with Carol a moment ago, but you just started barking orders at her in the background.
Hey, so listen, Winston. The city's employees don't work on Saturdays, so...
Well, they do when they get called in to do overtime.
Full of crap.
You're full of crap.
Be digging in our yard. There's no subterranean conveyor system.
Oh, there's going to be. We're going to be...
fucking around.
That's what I was calling to let Carol know that they're...
Hello?
Hi, Genevieve?
Yes?
Hi, this is Winston with the city of...
Yes?
I was just calling because there was a little bit of a schedule change, and we're actually going to be sending our contractor over on Monday to your house.
What are you talking about? Why are you sending a contractor over?
Well, I was trying to explain. They're going to be starting work on Monday to install that Amazon locker in front of your house. And so
this is the first I've heard of this.
Oh, yeah, you were supposed to have been sent a letter in the mail like a month ago or so. The city signed a contract with Amazon, and we're going to be putting in Amazon lockers in various locations throughout the city.
Okay, nobody ever sent me a letter.
Maybe you just tossed it out or something, thinking it was trash.
No,
but yeah,
I don't toss it out. It never got sent. This is anyway.
So what's happening?
So where is it going to be installed? Not on my property.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like, you know, like you got that chain link fence.
Yeah.
And then like kind of like in front of that, there's like a little bit of patch of land there and then the sidewalk.
No, you're not using my property without paying me, there's no way.
Oh, ma'am, the letter explained everything. Like the city.
The letter that I never got explain anything.
Okay, well, let me.
And you do not take private property without compensation.
Well, listen, I don't think you understand. Like the city declared eminent domain, so they're going to be installing that locker right
there.
No,
I don't think you understand that you can't do that without sending out a letter. You can't.
We
take
did send
my
a
property,
letter.
And I wouldn't suggest putting it
but
there.
But we did send a letter, ma'am. Ma'am, you're not letting me explain.
There's
Listen,
no way
Jenny,
you can take my
Jenny,
property. You take
Jenny,
a poor widow's
Jenny,
property.
Jenny, you're not letting
without
me...
Without even sending a letter, it mysteriously never gets here.
Okay, but you're not even letting me explain like what exactly it is. Like, it might end up benefiting you. You don't even know what you're talking about.
There's so much wrong with this. First of all, you just said to me, you don't even know what you're talking about, which is very rude.
Well, you don't,
second
because you
all,
haven't shut your mouth and let me explain.
You called me this morning without leaving any kind of a message, and you have no voicemail on your phone. The professionalism is insane.
Okay, well, let's just dial it back a little bit. Let me explain.
You dial it back.
Well,
you
just need to calm
polite.
Down. You're getting very emotional right now.
Two, you be reasonable.
I'm being
I never
reasonable.
Got a letter. You're not...
You did. You just threw it out.
It takes more than
junk.
A month to claim eminent domain on somebody else's property.
Well, we did a long time ago.
You need to work with me. You need to be reasonable and you need to be equitable.
Okay. I can't work with you if you don't shut up.
And I do have a friend in church that's a lawyer and it won't cost me anything. So you need to...
You don't have any friends.
Get this straight.
Okay, let me explain.
Now, because I'm not in the mood. I'm a widow, and just because I'm poor doesn't mean you have the right to take advantage of me.
Well, you're going to be...
It's crazy.
Well, you're going to be...
It's absolutely crazy. You're going to block my property without even giving me any notice.
We gave you notice.
No,
it's not my...
No, you didn't. The letter never got here, and that's not a coincidence.
Well,
so don't start. When we go to court, you're going to have to prove that letter got here, and you...
I have a copy of the letter. I have a copy of
mail. You and I both know it.
Okay, let's just start over because you're getting very emotional right now.
You're being rude. You're being condescending and you're being an asshole. So you start over and maybe I won't be so emotional.
Okay, let me know when it's
for God's sakes.
Let me know when it's my turn to speak.
When you stop being a condescending little shit. that's when it's your turn to speak.
Okay, I'll stop. Okay, so let me explain. So a contractor, ma'am? Are you still there?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay, so a contractor is going to be coming by on Monday, and they're going to start digging because Amazon...
Absolutely not.
Okay, let me finish, though.
Not without notice. You got to prove. You got to prove that you gave me notice, which is a certified letter. Nobody is coming on my property without my permission.
Okay, let me finish, okay? So they're going to be putting in an Amazon locker, and they have to do some digging because the way it's going to be stocked is...
They are not.
Okay, but the way it's, like, the delivery system for it is going to have, like, an underground conveyor belt. So they have to dig, like, a series of tunnels that are going to go, like, underneath your house and underneath the
street.
Okay,
I'm calling an attorney. None of this is happening.
Oh, it's definitely happening. They'll be out there on Monday.
Hello?
Hi, Jenny? It's Winston again with the city.
Okay, I don't believe you're with the city. My name is not Jenny.
Oh, that's what it's... Oh, Genevieve. I'm sorry. Genevieve.
And this is not happening. It is absolutely not happening. I'm calling an attorney, and I need you to leave me alone.
Okay, I'll leave you alone. I won't call again, but the attorney's not going to have any jurisdiction over what the city does, so just...
Bullshit.
Just don't waste your time. Jenny?
Creek, this is Lisa.
Hello, this is Winston. I live kind of across the street from you.
Yeah.
And I was just calling because I noticed recently that some of your cats are coming over and, like, taking the socks off of my clothesline.
Oh, I doubt that.
Oh,
but
no.
Go ahead.
It's definitely happening. Like, I have a security camera.
Yeah, but there are other people that have cats.
Yeah, but
not
I mean...
Just me.
But yeah, but you're the one that, you know, has all those cats all over the place and everything, so I'm pretty sure they're yours. Like, I've seen them around your establishment there. And
yes, I have cats there in my feral colony, yes, sir.
Correct, yeah, and I have a security camera set up, and I've seen them on camera.
Oh, good. If I can see a picture, I can tell which one it is.
Okay, well, that's great, but, you know, in the meantime...
I would love to do that.
In the meantime, like, what are we going to do about compensating me? Because they come over, and they're taking, you know, my socks and other... laundry off the clothesline and just running off with them. And
okay, well, you know, I don't know. I'll be happy to discuss that with my husband. What is your phone number, Winston?
Well, it's just there on your caller ID, but I mean, are you gonna reimburse me for the missing clothes and
I doubt it because I don't know that it's my cats and they're all
these are definitely your cats
around here.
You're the only like freaky cat lady in the area. Like you've got 100
of those
things.
You know what, sir? I've been here for 30 years and I'm not a freaky cat lady, so you're talking to the wrong woman.
Okay, but the amount of
Creek, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. It's Winston again. I'm just wondering when you're going to be paying me back for the laundry that your cat stole.
Okay, and I told you I would have to see the camera and see the cats, and I would discuss it with my husband.
Okay, well...
That's what I said to you.
Well, you know, yeah, but you hung up on me, and you know, just
I did, because you called me a nasty name.
Well,
and I have always thought that business could be done without calling people names. So that's why I hung up on you.
Yeah, but you got all high and mighty about being here like for 30 years as if that has anything to do with it.
No, I didn't say 30. I said 13.
Okay, well, either way,
and
the amount of time that you've been here, quiet down, just quiet down, calm down. The amount of, listen to me, you freak, listen to me. The amount of time that you've been in the neighborhood doesn't like entitle you to just like send your cats over to steal my clothes.
I'm not going to discuss this. Winston, if you'd like to come down with my
cats. Your cats are coming over and they're shitting all over the place and they're stealing clothes.
Okay, you're full of it, so I want you to get off my phone. Thank you.
I'm not on your phone.
Hello.
Hi, Donald.
Yes.
Hey, it's Winston with the city of...
Yeah, Winston.
Hey, I was just calling because there was a little bit of a scheduling mix-up, and the crew is actually going to be coming out on Monday to start work on that the installation of the Amazon locker in front of your house.
I didn't know anything about it.
Oh, you didn't get the letter that the city sent you about 2 months ago?
No.
Oh, that's weird. I'm not sure why you didn't get that. Let me explain. So, you know, you might have heard about it in the news. The city signed a contract with Amazon, and we're going to be installing Amazon lockers throughout the area.
Okay.
And one of them is going to be going in your neighborhood, in front of your house there on 76th. And the work was supposed to start in a few weeks, but they moved some things around, and that's why I'm calling you to let you know that they'll be there on Monday to start excavating and all that stuff.
What's an Amazon locker look like?
It's kind of like a big metal box with a bunch of doors on it, like the individual lockers. It's, you know,
like mailboxes?
Yeah. It's, you know, it's for like delivery. But in this case, it's going to be a little bit bigger than ones you might have seen in stores because they have the new, like the subterranean delivery system. So that's actually what they're going to start on Monday. They're going to start excavating because they're, you know, they got to dig tunnels like under the street and under your house and everything.
Under my house?
Yeah, because there's going to be like a series of conveyor belts, like subterranean conveyor belts for the new delivery system.
You're serious?
Oh, yeah, because like the belts, they, you know, they move the packages from the fulfillment center, like the Amazon fulfillment center. They travel underground, and then like they get loaded up into the Amazon lockers.
And there's nothing I can do about this.
Well, no, because it's like all part of the city's, you know, jurisdiction. It's not like going on your property, you know, it's like going underground, and then it's going to be like right on the curb there. Like they'll have to clear away some of your grass, and they might have to take down like one or two of the trees, depending on the root system, you know, like if it's in the way. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's all on the up and up, so.
Right on the curb, and you're going to take out one of my trees.
Yeah, because you know how you have like those trees like right near the curb there? And that's actually where the Amazon.
Yeah. The 30-year-old trees.
Yeah, that's where the lockers are going to go. And the tunnels are going to go underground, so if there's roots in the way, you know, of the conveyor belts, then yeah, they'll have to chop those roots out and everything. And I don't know, like, I don't know anything about trees, but it might end up hurting them. I don't know.
This is crazy. I have no idea. And so how far is this tunnel going to run?
Oh, I mean, they're going to be all over the city, you know, like this one. In particular, it's going to run like underneath the street in front of your house, and it'll actually go beneath your home and then onward from there, and like it branches off. So it's a pretty intricate network system that we're setting up. It's all state-of-the-art and everything.
I have a basement, so it's going under my basement.
Yeah, they're going to have to work around that, you know. You might want to take, like, if you have any photos on the walls or any kind of shelves or anything, you know, knickknacks, you might want to secure those for the next couple of months while they're digging down there.
No, I tell you what, when they come out Monday, you have them come up to the door, because I'll stop this.
Oh, no.
Any way I can.
No, I mean,
it's not going to happen. First of all, my house is sitting on bedrock. My house had to be piered. Yeah. All my foundations piered. So you're not going to just tunnel under my house.
Oh, they got the boring machine and everything ready. So they're definitely going to start on Monday.
Yeah, well, you know, if I was supposed to have gotten a letter 2 months ago, and I'm just now getting a notice by phone, does that even make sense to anybody?
Yeah, well, I mean, we did send letters out. I'm not sure why you didn't get it, or maybe you just thought it was trash, like junk mail, and tossed
no,
it.
No, I don't think it's true. It sounds like junk mail, quite frankly. It sounds like a junk idea.
Oh, well, I mean, that's your opinion and everything, but
yeah, you know, it's like, my opinion. It's my yard. It's my house. It's
well,
my
yeah,
home.
But we stand to make a lot of money on this, you know, like the city's.
Well, good for you. I don't.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, like, it's convenient, though, because you'll have an Amazon locker right out front, you know?
I don't order anything Amazon.
Oh, well, you should. They have just about anything you'd want, you know?
You know what? No, you know, I'm going to call. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll call back the city on Monday, and I'll talk to somebody there.
Well, I mean, at that point, I mean, they're going to be there, like, 7:30 in the morning with the trucks and everything, so.
I'll be out there at 7:30 in the morning to greet them.
Okay, well, I don't know what, I mean. You know, like, at this point, it's beyond the point of no return. Like, there's really no way to stop it.
Who is it? What's your name?
My name's Winston.
Winston what?
And I don't, Beauregard. And I don't understand why you're getting all bent out of shape and everything. Like, you know, it's
because it's my house, Winston. Do you want somebody born underneath your house? I don't care if it's for somebody's convenience or not.
Well, you don't own the underground, like, beneath your house. Like, that's.
I own this whole lot. Yes, I do.
We own your house and the land, but you don't
know. No. I didn't rent this land. I bought this land.
Okay, but you didn't buy underground, idiot.
I bought all of it. Don't call me an idiot, Winston.
Well, you're being an idiot. Like, you don't understand. Like, they're going to be under your house, not in your house.
I don't understand why you're even calling on a Saturday night to tell me that they're going to be here Monday morning to bore underneath my house.
Well,
they're not.
They called me in to do overtime, so, you know, because there's a bunch of people that need to be notified. And look, I don't have all day here. Like, I got a bunch of calls to make, so I don't know what to tell you. Like, they'll be out there and just, you know, just settle down.
You call me an idiot, and then you tell me to settle down?
Well, yeah, you're making my job difficult. Like, I didn't come in on a Saturday to...
That's even the beginning of it, Winston. It's not just your job that I'm going to make difficult. It's the people that showed up here at 7 o'clock on Monday morning.
Yeah, well, I mean, what is that, a threat or something? Like, what do you expect? Like, they're going to be out there with a bunch of trucks, and, like, they're not going to pay any attention to you, and they're not going to be knocking on your door or anything.
They won't have to. I'll be out on the curb.
Okay. And what are you going to do, like, shake your fist angrily at them while they start work?
Yeah. That'll be it. And the guy right next to me, that'll be my attorney.
Your attorney doesn't have any jurisdiction over the city.
You know what? I don't think the city has any jurisdiction over my land. You don't give me a 48-hour notice that you're going to start drilling into my lot.
Well, once again, idiot, it's not your land. It's underground. You don't own underground. Do you even know how deep they're going to be?
Hey, Winston, Beauregard?
Yes.
This conversation's over with.
Okay. Well, have a nice day.
Hello?
Hi, Donna.
Yes?
Hi, this is Winston with the city of...
Mm-hmm.
And I was just calling because there's been a bit of a schedule change, and a crew is actually going to be coming by on Monday morning to start...
Wait, crew for what?
For the installation of the Amazon delivery system, like the Amazon locker that's going...
Oh, we didn't order Amazon delivery system.
Oh, no, it's part of the contract that the city signed with Amazon. You might have heard about it in the news. We're going to be installing Amazon.
No, I know nothing. Just a second. Let me put you on speakerphone because
my husband's there.
Paul, he said, okay, say it again so my husband can hear us. I don't even know what you're talking about, frankly.
Oh, okay. Let me bring you up to speed. So the city signed a contract with Amazon, and we're going to be installing Amazon lockers throughout the area. And one of them is going to be going in front of your house there on 76th. But before they
76th
can...
76th Circle?
Correct. And before
I,
they...
We don't want that
down by the mailbox.
No. We've had our yard dug up so much...
Yeah, we want it down by the mailbox further down on 76th Circle.
No, I'm not kidding you. We had them break... Our sprinkler system, we had over an $800 water bill that we had to pay, and it took like 3 months to resolve it, but we had to pay it, or every time we didn't pay it, the price would go up.
Okay, well, that's...
I just am over having my yard dug up.
Okay, well, listen, ma'am, that doesn't really have anything to do with why I'm calling. I was just calling to let you know that they're going to be out there on Monday to start... Because before they can put in the locker, they have to excavate for the tunnel system that's going to be going underground.
I don't even know what a locker is. How can I have this not happen to my yard? I don't want this. Do it in somebody else's yard.
Well, it's not going to be...
I actively don't want this.
Okay, well...
I don't even know what a locker system is.
Well, let me... Shut up and let me explain.
I have no clue.
Jeez.
Well, I don't appreciate being told to shut up.
Well, you just don't shut your trap and let me explain. Like, you have questions. Let me answer them.
You know what? You're really a rude person.
Well, I don't mean to be, but...
And I'll be calling the city election about this because I don't even know
drinking?
What the world you're talking about. Well, he just told me to shut up.
Saturday night is not right. Hang up. Right now.
Okay, well, let me explain.
You're not welcome in our yard tomorrow.
Well, they're going to be there on Monday.
Hello?
Hi, Anthony?
Yes.
Hey, it's Winston with the city of...
Yes.
Hey, I was just calling because there was a little bit of a scheduling mix-up, and the contractors are going to be coming out on Monday to start work on that installation of the Amazon locker in front of your house.
The what?
The Amazon locker. You know how the city has signed a deal with Amazon to start installing lockers all over the city?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they're going to be putting one up in front of your house there on 75th.
What is it?
Oh, it's like a delivery system, you know, like the lockers that are inside stores. It's like a big metal.
Oh, are they like the mailboxes?
Yeah, yeah. Just these ones are going to be a little bigger because it's going to have like a series of tunnels underneath the city.
Will they put it right next to the mailbox?
Yeah, it's going to be in front of your house there, and it's going to... Well, they got to come out and excavate first, because they have to set up the underground conveyor belts for the delivery system.
Okay. And then they restore the ground?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're gonna start doing the digging on Monday, and then once they have all the tunnels complete... Like, they're going to be digging under your house and under the street and all that. And then once they have that complete, then they'll put in the actual Amazon locker.
What are they going to be doing? Running that snake under the house?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The tunnels are going to go underneath your house and, you know, connect out to the main street and so on.
Okay.
Yep, but the Amazon locker is going to be in front of your house there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like Amazon.
Oh, that's too bad. Like, you know, they have everything you could ever want, you know? And then, like, the locker is going to be right there in front of your house, so it'll be real convenient for you. You know,
I'm 80 years old. I don't want for much.
Yeah. Well, you know, they have a lot of products for senior citizens, too. You know, they don't discriminate.
Okay, well, I didn't know that this was coming.
Oh, yeah, you should have received a letter in the mail. We sent it probably almost 2 months ago now.
I'll check.
But yeah, they're going to have to kind of do some digging there, and they might have to clear out like a little bit of like your front lawn and all that.
Well, if they can dig it out and restore it, I just spent a fortune getting it all done.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, they'll do their best, but we can't really guarantee that it's going to end up looking the same, you know?
Well, I can't guarantee that they can do it then.
Oh, they definitely can. Like, it's part of the contract that they sign with the city. You know, like the city kind of has jurisdiction over, like, the curb up to the sidewalk there, you know? Like, you know how you have that strip of
grass?
Do
you work for the city?
Yep. I sure do.
Okay.
And you have that, you know how you have that strip of grass there that's, like, in between the sidewalk and the street?
Yeah.
Like, that's what they're going to be tearing out, you know, like, kind of, like,
oh,
at the edge.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's common ground, I think.
Yeah, but it's going to, like, so it'll go down, and then the tunnels are going to go underneath your house, so they might have to remove that tree that you have in your front yard, you know, depending on the root system and all that, because that could be in the way of the conveyor belts. What's so funny?
They better let me know before they do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you'll know.
Not agreeing to that.
Well, I mean, we're not.
It's a hell of an expense.
Yeah, but we're not really asking, you know. Like, we're just kind of doing it because, you know, we're with the city and we don't really need your permission or anything. You'll know, like, if the tree comes crashing down, you know, like, that's going to be the first sign that, you know, they had to take it down.
I don't think I have any trees on common ground.
Yeah, but like the roots go underground, you know, and you don't have any, like, you don't have any ownership over the underground.
Yeah.
So if the roots go down, like if they're like in the way of the tunnel system, then yeah, they'll chop all the roots off, and then I don't know, that'll probably kill the tree, you know.
When are they going to start this?
They're going to be out there on Monday morning at 6 o'clock.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, and they're going
to
be...
Well, I don't go to work until 6:30, so I'll be able to find out what tree.
Maybe you should
retire. And then I'll have time to call my attorney.
Your attorney's not going to have
any... I don't like the thought of that. Common ground is all right.
Yeah.
What's going to happen if they go... dig under my house and then my basement leaks?
I don't think they knew about the basement, but yeah, they might have to, you know, like kind of knock through the walls there, because I mean, depending on how far down it goes, you know, like that's all part of the city's ownership.
Oh, you're just calling me as a joke, aren't you?
Oh, no, I'm not joking. We didn't know about the basement. Like, it's not here in the city plans. So, I mean, it doesn't sound like you're authorized to have a basement. Like, you know, you're supposed
the
to...
The same space is underground that's above ground.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know you're supposed to register that with the city, and we don't show that
I
in the blueprints.
I don't have to register it. A builder built it.
Oh, you definitely do. Like, we don't have it in the blueprint, so, like, we can't be held responsible if they come through the wall of your basement.
Yeah, you got a hell of a joke going here.
Oh, it's no joke.
Well, let me tell you, you guys approved the drawing with the basement.
Yeah, well, I don't show it here in the record, so, I mean,
well,
I don't know what to tell you.
It's your department's up there. We got the drawings here, and you got the drawings there.
Yeah, no, I'm not showing them here. Look, I just started here like a week ago, so, you know, like, I don't know the whole history of it and everything.
Yeah.
But all I can tell you is they're going to start work on Monday morning, and they're going to be tunneling underneath your house, and they might come through the wall of your basement, and they might have to chop the roots off that tree that's in your front yard there. So, you know.
Yeah, let them do it.
Okay, yeah, well, thanks.
Don't forget to have the ambulance handy.
Ambulance for what?
Why? Because they aren't going to chop my roots off. So, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, they're going to have, like, work trucks. I don't understand what they would need an ambulance for.
I don't give a shit what they got.
Oh, why are you using that
kind
of language?
They aren't doing my yard.
They're also going to be using your driveway to park, like, some of the work vehicles in, just temporarily,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. You got a hell of a joke going here.
Oh, it's definitely no joke, sir. But there's not going to be an ambulance. I don't know what you mean by that.
Well.
Like, you're not making a
have
threat,
a good
are you?
Day.
You're not making threats, are you? No.
Hello.
Hi, Teresa.
I'm sorry. Hello.
Is this Teresa?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi. This is Winston with the city of...
Uh-huh.
And I was just calling because there was a bit of a mix-up, and the crew that's going to be coming out to install the Amazon locker in front of your house, they're actually...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't get the letter that we sent you a few weeks ago?
We did not agree to have anything installed in front of our house.
Oh, yeah, we weren't, you know, like, asking permission or anything. We're going to be just installing it because, you know, the city, like, they signed a contract with the Amazon Corporation, you know, to install Amazon lockers throughout the area. And
no, I don't want anything installed in front of my house. I'm not going to agree to this.
Well, ma'am, it's not on your land, though. Like, it's, you know, public land, so the city owns it. And I was just calling to let you know that they're going to come out on Monday to start work on that.
Okay. Well, let me just say this. There is no city-owned land in front of my house.
Yeah, you know, so like the, you know how you have that grass strip, like, in between the curb and the sidewalk there? Like, that's not actually part of your land.
No, I have no sidewalk,
I'm not saying it's your sidewalk. I'm saying the grass, like, to the, like, in between the sidewalk and the curb. Like
there
where the street
is?
There is
a sidewalk in front of my house.
Oh, there definitely is. You don't even know what you're talking about.
There is not. Don't give me that bullshit. I have lived in this house for, good God, 25 years.
Okay, and you don't know
don't
that there's a sidewalk there?
Don't tell me that there is a sidewalk in front of my house.
You know, like out where the stop sign and
there
all that?
There is not.
Like, you know the stop sign that's right there in the corner? Like, that's where
is not my house.
Yeah, but that's where the Amazon locker's going to go, but you don't understand because you're just, you know, barking at me. I'm trying to explain, like, they're going to be out there digging because, you know, the locker's going to be loaded with the underground conveyor belts. And the tunnels are going to go under your house.
Well, no, there's not going to be a tunnel under my house.
Oh, there definitely is.
The stop sign is to hell and gone from my house. My house is not near the stop sign. I'm at the bottom of the cul-de-sac. I'm not near there. There are no sidewalks on my property, and there's not going to be any tunneling going on.
Oh yeah, there definitely is. You're over there on Park. You're on, over there on Park, right?
What house do you think I own on Park?
You're on Park.
Where do you think this house is located in the cul-de-sac? Can you please describe that for me?
Okay, I don't understand why you're getting an attitude with me. You're like near the corner.
I don't want drilling in my yard.
It's not about what you want. It's not going to be in your yard. It's under your yard and under your house. You don't own underground.
The hell I don't.
Listen, is there a man there that I can speak to?
Where is this going? Where is this underground drilling going? What is it doing?
Okay, so let me explain. It's for the underground, like there's going to be like conveyor belts that are like loading the packages into the Amazon locker. And the locker is going to be at the corner there of Park and but the tunnels are going to go under your house and like on out to the main road, like up to and it's going to loop around because there's going to be a whole like intricate network of tunnels.
No, I do not accept this. No, well, I do not accept it. I am not going to agree to it.
Well, we're not asking your permission.
Drilling going on. I did not agree to this.
You don't have to agree or disagree.
Don't agree to it.
Can you put Darren on the phone? Like,
no.
Is he around?
The answer is no.
Because you're getting all emotional. Can I just speak to Darren? Like somebody that's not all like spazzing out? Ma'am? Ah.
Hello.
Hi, Daryl.
Yes.
Hey, it's Winston with the city.
Yes.
And I was just calling because there was a little bit of a scheduling mix-up, and a crew is actually going to be coming by on Monday morning to start the installation of the Amazon locker in front of your house.
I don't know anything about it whatsoever. What is it you're talking about? An Amazon something? What are you talking about?
Yeah, so the city, we signed a contract with Amazon to start putting in Amazon lockers, like, you know, throughout the area. And one of them is going to be going in front of your house there on 75th.
What is this? I don't know anything about it. What is an Amazon locker? What are you talking about?
It's like a big metal box with a bunch of doors on it, you know, for, like, delivery of Amazon packages.
Oh, okay, I got you. It's going to be in front of my house?
Yeah. And before they can start putting in the locker, they have to excavate because, you know, they're going to be, like, the delivery system is going to be subterranean. So before they can...
Is it going to be on the side property line somewhere?
Yeah, well, it's going to be like, you know how you have that strip of grass, like, in between the
sidewalk? Yes, it's called a right-of-way between the curb and the backside of the sidewalk, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So they're going to be tunneling, like, they're going to start digging out right there, like, at the edge of the street. Because they have to put in tunnels that are going to go, like, underneath your lawn and underneath the house and then on out to the main roads and all that. Because there's going to be an intricate network of conveyor belts underground that, like, actually deliver the packages.
Oh, bullshit.
Like, they go up into the Amazon locker.
Well, I guess I don't have any option on that, do I?
Well, no. I mean, it's, you know, it's all on city land, so, you know, it doesn't really...
Well. As long as it's on the side property line, not on the middle of my front yard.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, the tunnel's going to go underneath your house.
Yeah, okay, you got to do some digging. But, okay, you should know. I mean, your contractor's going to have to know that there's all kinds of fiber optic lines down there.
Oh, yeah.
We've already had our driveway completely replaced because of damage to a gas line that caused the safety people to drill holes in my concrete driveway. They ended up replacing the whole thing, and the whole thing was a mess. There's a lot of utilities in the front.
They're fully aware of that. The one thing that might be an issue is, you know how you have those trees in the front yard there?
I have one.
Yeah, but the
that's out by the curb, but the other two are in the middle of my front yard on my property.
Oh yeah, and they're not going to do anything like to the trees themselves, but the tunneling might, they might have to like chop some of the roots out. So we're not sure if that might hurt the tree or not, but yeah, like the tunnel's going to go right underneath there where the roots might be.
When are they going to start this?
So they'll be there on Monday morning at about 7:30. and they're going to start drilling down, and then the boring machine is going to go like underneath your house and then like underneath your neighbors. And just
what do you mean underneath my house? I mean, that's private property. There's no easement of where my house sits.
Oh, no, I'm talking about underground your house, you know, like below ground. There's going to be a boring machine that just carves out a big tunnel. Like, you don't actually have any ownership underneath your house, you know. We're not going to be interfering with your land, but just everything that's under your house is, you know, under the city's jurisdiction.
I wish I had some plans of what you're doing, some drawings.
Well, I mean, we can send you another. We sent you a map, like, of the tunneling system and the way it's going to look, but yeah.
Well, I never received that because, like I said, we were out of town for a whole month.
Yeah.
It might have got mixed up with junk mail or something when we got home. I don't know.
Yeah.
This is the first I've heard of this.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to affect who else around here?
Well, you know, the reason I'm calling you is because it's going to be right in front of your house where the locker is going to go and the tunnel is going to go underneath your house. But, you know, like, it's going to benefit everyone that does shopping with Amazon, because then, like, they can get packages nice and secure in the Amazon locker.
Yeah, well, I'm way too little to fight them, of course. So there's nothing I can do.
Yeah, exactly. It's better to accept it. Pick your battles.
How big is
this
locker?
How big? Oh, it's like, it'll be one story high, and then it's going to be about 40 feet wide. So it'll kind of stretch like in front of, from your driveway down like to your neighbor's driveway. It's going to look like, from your perspective, out your windows, you'll just see like the back of it. So it's going to be like a big metal wall right there.
I think this call you're making to me is got to be a hoax, because there's no way in hell nobody would stand for that.
Oh, no.
In front
of
their house.
Oh, no. I mean, like I said, it's, you know, it's not like we're not looking for permission or anything, because, you know, it's all under the city's jurisdiction.
Yeah, I know. You're just informing me what you're planning on doing, but this does not make sense whatsoever. Yeah. We'll see how it goes. But, all right, we'll be looking for them on Monday.
And just make sure that there's no cars or anything parked along the curb there, because, you know, they're going to have to start digging, and like the trucks are going to be parked like all up and down the street, like in front of your house. So you'll just want to make sure there's plenty of space, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have a basement, do you?
Of course I do.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, that's not in our blueprints here. Because they're going to be...
All houses here have basements.
Yeah, but I mean, they're registered with this, and yours, I don't see any registration for a basement.
The basement was put in with the house back in 1987.
Yeah, it's not in our records, so...
Well, you know what? So they might... I got a feeling you are a hoax, and I'm just going to hang up right now.
Oh, it's no hoax, sir. Sure. I was just calling to give you a heads up, because I don't want you to be caught off guard. Aw.
Hello?
Hi, Bob?
Yes.
Hey, it's Winston with the City of...
Who?
Winston with the City. I'm just calling...
Hey, Winston. Have we met?
Oh, no. I'm just calling because there was a little bit of a scheduling mix-up. And there's going to be a contractor coming out on Monday to start work on that Amazon locker on your street.
Winston, I'm not sure you have the right number. Oh, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You're over there on Per Lane, right?
Right, but that's not in the city of...
Well, right, but it's still, like, under our jurisdiction. It's, you know, like the contract that we signed with Amazon to install the lockers throughout the area.
Okay.
You should have got a letter in the mail about, I think it was 2 months ago now.
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me explain real quick. So Amazon, like, we signed a big deal with them, and they're going to be putting lockers up, like, all over the area. And it's going to have, like, a new conveyor belt delivery system. Like, they're going to have to, that's what they're going to be there on Monday to start doing. Like, they're going to excavate to start setting up the tunnels. And the...
Okay. Now I'm really confused. Amazon's going to build a what?
They're going to be putting in an Amazon locker. It's actually going to be in front of your house there. And
not likely.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's going in.
No, not likely. No, really, not likely, Winston. The only thing in front of my house is another person's house.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, it's going to be like, you know, just on the on the curb there, but the tunnels are going to go
no
like
curb.
Well, you know what I mean.
There's like, no curb. No, I don't. Winston, I'm unclear of what you're talking about. One, I don't live in the city of, and two, Lane has no curbs. And three, I have never heard of anything that Amazon's going to construct on Lane.
Okay.
So maybe fill in some more information because I have no clue what you're talking about.
Okay, so an Amazon locker is going to be going up, like kind of.
Yeah, you say an Amazon locker. What is an Amazon locker? I have no clue what that is.
Oh, it's like a big metal box kind of thing with a bunch of doors on it for people to get their Amazon
packages.
Like
you find inside Safeway?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and just like has individual lockers, you know, for delivery. Except for this one's going to be like a little bit bigger, and it's going to be loaded via underground conveyor belts. So they're going to be excavating like all throughout the area, like underneath your house, and putting in all these tunnels for the delivery system.
No, and it's not going to be underneath our house.
Oh, it definitely is. Like, it's going to be...
No, it definitely isn't.
Well, I mean, I know you say that, but it's definitely happening. Like, they already started work in
some areas. And I know you say that, but it's definitely not happening underneath our house.
Okay, but yeah, you don't have any jurisdiction, like, what goes on underground, though. Like, this is all...
Okay, this is some kind of joke.
I don't understand why you're reacting this way. Like, I was just calling to let you know that they're going to be there to start work on Monday.
Not anywhere on my property.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, they're going to be bringing some
trucks.
Now,
let's make one thing clear. I'm in the county, not in the city. I'm in the county where, let's say firearms are legal.
Okay, but is that some kind of threat? Because
heavens no!
Having guns is legal,
just,
but shooting people is not.
I'm not in the city of...
Okay, but you know what I mean? Like, you're still within our jurisdiction.
No, I don't know what you mean. That's just it. You keep saying you know what I mean, but I know. I don't know what you mean. I live in a county on acreage. No one's building a tunnel under my house.
Yeah, they definitely are.
We're nowhere near a street. We're on a private lane.
Yeah, I know. You're like off of Bowman. I get it. You're being a smartass about it, but they're building tunnels. And
Hey, wait. You clean up your freaking language, young man. Don't talk to me like that.
Okay, but you're just being really upsetting. Like, you're making my job difficult. Like, I was just calling to give you a heads up.
I don't care about your job. I'm talking about my property, my homeowner rights.
Okay, but you don't have any rights when it comes to subterranean tunnels. Like, you don't even know what you're talking about.
You
like, it's
are,
underground.
No, I don't.
You own your property, but you don't own the underground.
I own whoever steps on my land.
Yeah, but they're not going
to
be really...
Or tries to step on my land.
Okay, but they're not. They're going to be like on the edge of your land. It's not really on your land, so you just don't have any say over it. And I don't know why you're complaining.
Winston,
like, it's going to be real convenient.
Winston,
who
are you?
Like, you shop with Amazon, right? So, like, you'll get your packages delivered.
No,
like,
I don't. Who are you?
My name is Winston.
Winston, what's your last name?
Beauregard.
Okay, and who do you work for?
I'm with the city of...
You're calling me on a Saturday from the city of and
correct.
I don't live in
Okay, I get that you're not technically in but you're still part
of
the...
Technically, I'm nowhere near
Well, yeah, you're kind of on the edge. No,
we're not on the edge. We're like 4 miles from the border of
Okay, well, who gives a shit where you are exactly? The point
is that your language, young man.
The point is that they're coming out on Monday. They're going to start digging the tunnels, and you know, like, I just wanted to give you a heads up so you're aware, so you're not like wondering what's going on.
I'm giving you a heads up. They step on my land, they got a problem.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here we go with the threats again. Big tough guy.
Who's threatening?
You're the one that was like, "Oh,
they
guns
have
are legal."
A problem. There are legal recourses if they step on my land.
Yeah, well, they're all going to be like city officials and, you know, like, you know, contractors and everything.
I don't care if city officials step on my land, they have a problem. One, they don't belong on my land. Two, I don't live in the city.
You don't understand easement rights. Like, we can do pretty much whatever we want.
I don't have an easement rights to the city.
You don't even know what you're talking about. Look, I've already explained, like, I don't know what else to tell you. You're just being an asshole, so I'm just going to move on. I got other calls to make.
Clean up your language. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
You got a crotch mouth or something?
You're being a crotch mouth. You're being a dick.
You want to come to my house and say that?
No, but you're being a dick.
I don't blame you, because you know what? You wouldn't be leaving my house.
Oh, here we go with the threats again.
Yeah.
Big tough guy.
Call it a threat. I'm just telling you, that's the way life is.
Big tough guy with your guns. Guns are for pussies anyways. Why don't you fight like a real man?
Yeah. You're some snowflake.
Snowflake? No, I just, you know, like I settle my disputes, you know, like a real man, not with a gun.
Oh, well, come over, real man. We'll discuss it, real man.
No, I mean, I don't have any beef with you personally. Like, I'm not the one that's going to make threats.
Well, why are you
I'm
using all your cross-mouth words then with me then? You don't have to be like that.
Well, because you're being a dick.
I'm telling you, no one steps on my land without my permission.
Okay, well, they're going to be there on Monday all over your land, and they're going to be digging tunnels and setting up Amazon lockers.
Yeah, I doubt that.
And parking trucks and, like, digging up shit, and, like, dirt's going to be flying everywhere, and, you know.
I doubt that, Winston.
Oh, they're going to do it, and you're going to be totally emasculated because you're all talk, and, you know, you're not going to really do anything.
Good try.
Yeah, well, I don't know what you mean by that, but it's happening.
You be out leading in front of them. We'll talk.
No, I just work in the office. Like, I don't do the heavy labor.
Oh, okay. Too wussy. Gotcha.
Too wussy. It's time once again to say farewell for now. Before we go, a fan called in recently and left the show its very first voicemail, so let's give that a listen.
You suck, and I'm sorry that I said that you suck.
That sounded like I regret jumping. You know something, Ira? Your phone quality sucks. Hate that guy. By the way, at the beginning of the show, I was kind of mean to Mr. Biggs, but the reality is that I am greatly appreciative of him and all of you should be, too. He has been a huge help with behind-the-scenes technical stuff lately, like setting up the mixer I conned this big idiot into selling me for dirt cheap. So, everyone, show your appreciation by going to askmrbiggs.com right now. That's Biggs with two G's. Go, your king commands it.
You can break me, but you just sit and stare. Now come and break me, pretend that it's fair. And there's a million of arms, they're holding you close. And all the smiles could have mean a bit more, but stage dimly glow. Before it comes late, the wheel's stuck in here. You know I can't wait. Your first steps in our breaks and stories of hate. Fake it as if you have the guts.
Cody, you're the lucky winner.
No.
So you win the bag of skin. I'm going to mail you a bag of skin.
I don't want that.
I'm going to mail you a bag of skin.